This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Once Upon an Election. Episode 6.
Dirk Beefeater, you are a liar, dishonest, a liar.
Mr. Hardpex, calm down.
I will not calm down, Mr. Beefeater. Come lead the BOTTOM party, you said to me. We'll make you Premier of New South Wales, you said.
We will make you Premier.
Then what's this?
It's an opinion poll.
I'm aware it's an opinion poll, but why is my name so low?
Well, because you're not very popular.
How am I supposed to be the Premier of New South Wales if I'm not popular?
With great difficulty, Harry. That's why I've organised to get your face out into the community a little more as we drive this election home.
I can't get out into the community. I'm busy. I have very important meetings with very important people. I don't have time for Boy Scouts and Girl Guides.
When you say you have very important meetings with very important people...
I mean, I've been invited to several dinners over the next few weeks at very fancy restaurants. And I don't want to miss out.
Well, as much as a fancy restaurant may appeal to your senses, Harry, community engagement is what will win you this election.
Community engagement? How ridiculous. Don't the general public realise that the less time I spend with them, the more time I can spend...
At very fancy restaurants?
Yes, at very fancy... Oh, I see. Do you think that might be the problem?
Harry, if you were in the office a little more and dining a little less, I'm sure we'd see a difference in the polls.
Indeed.
And throw community engagement on top of that. Harry, mate, you'll have this thing all wrapped up.
I do like the sound of that. Do you think I'd be expected to engage with the community once I'm elected?
Oh, no, of course not. Not until we're a few weeks out from the next election.
Do people really care that much about me being in the community?
Mr. Hardpex, the community can be awfully fickle. Do you really think the average punter reads through each party's policies before heading to the polling booth?
I sure hope not. Our policies are miserable.
Of course they don't. They say, oh, Harry Hardpex, he visited me in hospital when I broke my arm, or I saw him at my son's football sausage sizzle.
Surely not, Mr. Beefeater. Certainly when it comes to our patriotic and civil duty of putting forward our vote in this remarkable country and celebrate the beauty of democracy. One's vote is based on more than that.
And who did you vote for, Harry, in the last state election?
Good question. You know, I can't quite remember the names of the people who ran. There was a friendly-looking lady and a really nasty bloke. They always drew him with a big nose in the papers.
So your vote was based on...
Oh, goodness. You're right. What do we do, Dirk? The public hate me.
I'll book you in for a knot-tying night at the local Boy Scouts.
At once, Mr. Beefeater. And after that, find me a sausage sizzle at a cricket match, perhaps a children's ballet concert.
Where are you off to now?
The hospital. I need to go kiss some babies.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.